Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you again today. I am upright. I'm still moving. I usually crash after the show. I'll just confess that. But I'm still moving. I want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day. And when we think about Valentine's Day, we think about love. Usually it's love to a significant other, but there are all kinds of love. And as I mentioned before, I think of all of you as good friends, even though I may never get to see many of you face to face. I know that you have been praying for me, in my little elbow episode, and I know that you've been praying for me in other ways when you know I've needed help. You've, even if you couldn't be the giver, you've been the lifter-upper of prayers. And I know that that has sustained me thus far, and I appreciate that. So here's a Valentine's Day poem. A friend to light a candle when darkness overcomes. A friend to hold you closer when distant thunder drums. A friend to gently tie you when sirens sing your name. A friend with words to soothe you when life's a losing game. A friend to cool your passions when passions take their hold. A friend to warm you gently when a frozen heart's too cold. A friend to spread contentment as seasons wax and wane, make sense of love's confusion and bears life's grief and pain. A friend who knows this season of love, both yours and mine. A friend, another reason to send this Valentine. And that's my Valentine to you as a friend. My Valentine poem, I did not write that. It was written by Green Wolf back in 1962. I did not write it. We've talked about a lot of things of what is the problem in this old world, in this nation in particular. And oh my gosh, if you're tired of the distractions and the dossier this, dossier that, did you get the memo? The memo here, the memo there. And then you have Joy Behar. Again, Joy Bizarre. Now, I was corrected by a caller on the previous show on Power Talks with the shortwave. If you're a shortwave listener, you switched over now to CSC Talk Radio. And he is correct. You know, Joy Behar, she does exactly what she's told to do. It brings in the ratings, it brings in the advertisers, and he's very blunt and says that I'm not doing that. And I guess that part is true. He says they're not out there to be doing good. Broadcasting isn't about doing good. I guess that's probably true in some ways. But that doesn't mean you can't do good in all things that you do. I don't know how many of you are aware of the last of, I mentioned yesterday, Omazar. She was fired, you know. I tried to tell her, but she didn't listen to me. She got fired. And she has been on a rampage against Trump ever since and his administration. And she's now going after Vice President Pence. And we talked about that just a little bit yesterday. She said Pence is scary because he says Jesus tells him things. I don't think that's what he really said, but I must have missed it if he did. But what, you know, she says, I'm a Christian and Jesus doesn't talk to me. Well, Joy Behar thinks people that are hearing voices are mentally ill. And she made a comment about Vice President Pence. Now, this is the same people on The View that made fun of a nurse because she wore a stethoscope. Like, what does she think she is, a doctor or something? I guess they've never been to a clinic. They don't know any registered nurses in their lives, which tells you they don't really live in the world that you and I live in. I worked in a medical clinic, and let me tell you, the nurses have their own stethoscopes. They take the blood pressure. I very seldom have had a doctor take my temperature or my blood pressure. They have listened to the heart. But usually all that pre-stuff is done by the nurse. My mother, who was a registered nurse, she had her own blood pressure cup. She had her own stethoscope. She was very proud of it, too. She was very proud of it. I made comment that I don't ever see anything good coming out of The View. I thought, you know, Joy, I call her bizarre, which is probably not nice. I may have a little bit of Trump in me or something. I kind of do that sometimes. But Joy was mocking God. Now, you don't see them mock the gods of other religions, just the Christian faith. In Scripture, it tells us, only fools say in their hearts there is no God. Now, she didn't come right out and say that. They are corrupt, and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good. And the Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God. Now, wise doesn't mean you got a lot of book learning. Wise means you seek the truth. You seek God. I don't see that on The View, but then I guess they're really only entertainment. And when they yank my chain by mocking my God, I guess they've done their job. Because then all the conservative talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingalls, they start, Laura Ingram, it's Ingram Angle on her show, and Tucker Carlson, all of them start playing their clips. And they get even more publicity. Stop and think about it. The caller on the previous show was correct. They've done their job. But I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing as long as I can, because I think it's my job to encourage and to lift up and draw a nation back to God, back to the Constitution, back to the realization of a republic where it's the people that are in charge, not the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. I'm sick of hearing about a dossier. I'm sick of hearing about memos. I'm sick and tired of hearing all the corruption. When are we going to do something about it? Today is Valentine's Day. And I kind of made the call on Power Talks in the previous show, and I'm going to do that here too. I want you to call, but I want you to keep it lighthearted today. Let's not go heavy. Let's be encouraging to one another. Let's lift one another up in love. I have a little bit more about Joy Behar I want to share. But you know what? I get aggravated at her, and the God, he keeps giving her another chance. She just keeps blowing it. We should be praying for her. I confess, I have not been, and we should be doing that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. Let's be encouraging. If you want to give a shout-out to a Valentine, give me a call, 877-895-5410. I'll let you use the airtime to say happy Valentine's to your Valentine. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have Churchill listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I won't stay on Joy Bizarre. You know, I like to get angry with Joy, and she makes it so easy. But she was claiming that anybody that hears voices is mentally ill, and I don't recall Vice President Pence saying he heard voices. I think most people who are Christian and read their Bible say the Lord speaks to them through His Word, speaks to them through prayer, through the Holy Spirit, through conscience. Do we always get it right? Nope. We don't always get it right. But they're really quick to throw out their little parodies and claiming that he's mentally ill because he hears voices. They are the dangerous ones, because as the scripture said, their actions are evil, and there is no good. Not one of them does good. I haven't seen any good, but as I was reminded, they're not there to do good. Well, I'll stand before the Lord with what I'm trying to do. I can't answer for them. They're going to have to answer for their own mocking of God. And, you know, it's their listeners or their viewers, the people that watch, that keep them going. They're the ones. It's that important. That's how important you are, whether to CSC Talk Radio or to The View. That's how important the listeners, the viewers, are. It's whatever you want entertained with. Do you want entertained with truth or goofy stuff like what they've got? We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bethann. How about yourself?
I'm getting better.
Well, as far as Joy Bazaar, as you call her, she said that not too long ago that the Lord was speaking to her to fight Donald Trump.
Oh, did she? Oh, I would love to have that clip.
Yes.
That would be an awesome clip to have. Of course, she was probably being tongue-in-cheek.
Well, and then I've had things happen to me where I know it was the Lord talking to me, and this is in a positive note. I was angry at a friend that I had loaned money to, and he stiffed me on the money, $3,000. And I was pretty ticked off, and I was sitting at a stoplight thinking I wanted to get even with him, which was the wrong thinking.
Right.
But as I'm sitting there at the stoplight, I happen to turn to my right, and on the building, there's a sign that said, New Attitude. Well, I took that as a message from God to get a new attitude.
Right.
So he talks to you, but in certain ways as you can understand it.
Exactly. Exactly. A wise person told me one time, when you loan money, don't expect to get it back. Loan it as if it's a gift, and you'll never have a problem. Don't expect to get it back. And
I could use it right now.
I know. Couldn't we all? Well, I dare say that friend's probably not any better off yet either.
I know, and in fact, he's pretty much fallen off the face of the earth. I don't know what happened to him.
That's a shame. Another person said one time, friends are worth a lot more than money. And I do think that that's definitely a true thing, a true statement.
And can I let you in on something that happened to me this last year? I was ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
Uh-huh.
And I was tried calling my son. I didn't get no answer. Tried texting him, didn't get no answer.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking up at the sky, and I'm talking to the Lord in my mind. And I said, Lord, I'd like to get a hold of my family. Well, I'm looking up in the sky, and up to my left, I see in the clouds, S-E-E-C.
Hmm.
I turn to my right. Here comes my sister-in-law.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm not done yet. After I had talked to her, I'm looking up at the sky and I said, Lord, I said, it seems like I got a direct line with you. And I see, yes, Ray.
Hmm.
Then right after that, two young lady and a young man came up to me. Said, God bless you, keep up the good work, and handed me a candy bar.
Aww.
I mean, just like that. Mm-hmm. And I started crying. I mean, because I knew he was
right there with you.
Right at that moment.
Right there
exactly.
With you. Absolutely. He doesn't leave us, nor does he forsake us.
No.
He's always there. Even in our darkest days, even in our trials, he's always there.
When I was ringing that bell for the Salvation Army, I felt so uplifted.
That's awesome. They do good work. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
That's my happy thought.
That's your happy thought. That's good. We could use some happy thoughts. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I have an article here, and I had suspected this when we talked about the budget. Last week when they passed the budget, it talked about a part of it that was going to rescue some health clinics or providers, or I can't remember how it was worded, that were Obamacare. And this article is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It says, the new White House budget would bail out Obamacare. You ever notice that the Democrats and the Republicans have no problem coming together to spend money? You ever notice that? They pretend they have a problem. But here we go again. The White House's Office of Management and Budget just released its annual budget proposal. And on health policy, it's sending massively mixed messages. The Trump administration's budget rightfully assumes the congressional Republicans should roll back Obamacare, which is currently having harmful effects on millions of Americans in the individual and small group markets. Obamacare continues to drive up health costs, decrease competition, and relentlessly reduce Americans' health choices. Because after all, it is about having a choice, isn't it? In a disappointing turn of events, the administration's budget also allows for $11.5 billion in bailouts to health insurance companies participating in the Obamacare health insurance exchanges. This outrageous idea is completely inconsistent with President Donald Trump's previous comments about ending bailouts to insurance companies and his budget's call to repeal and replace Obamacare. Now, I haven't heard that anywhere else but the Heritage Foundation here. I haven't heard it on Sean Hannity. I didn't hear it on Laura's. I didn't hear it on Tucker. And I will admit that I'm kind of going in and out of consciousness a lot in the evenings. But I did not hear any of this. But I suspected it last week when they said something about the budget and health care rescuing some of these facilities. It's also the latest in a string of bad bailout ideas being floated by policymakers who once promised to repeal and replace Obamacare. Advocates for the idea of taxpayer bailouts say that they are necessary to lower health insurance premiums. Nonsense, the writer says. Real help to lower premiums requires removing Obamacare's regulations, which are driving up costs and driving the need for taxpayer bailouts. Bailouts to insurance companies are corporate welfare and distraction from truly needed reforms. Let me read that again. Bailouts to insurance companies are corporate welfare and a distraction from truly needed reforms. The proposed $11.5 billion would be used to pay claims on the so-called Risk Corridors program and Obamacare program that has supposed to be temporary. It was supposed to be temporary, and here we go, extending it. The program statutorily expired 14 months ago. And the insurers it was designed to fund have, in many cases, exited the market. Some have even gone bankrupt. I hear music. I want to talk about this just a little bit. It's not a very good Valentine, but I think we need to understand they're still up to no good in D.C. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. Do you have a happy Valentine's wish you'd like to give on the air to a friend or a loved one? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're using today for encouragement. And if you want to send a happy Valentine's across the air, I'm opening the mic for you to do that. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Back to this article about the White House budget bailing out parts of Obamacare. It says essentially, the Risk Corridor program required insurers that earned excess profits during the first 3 years of the operating of Obamacare exchanges to pay money back into the program to subsidize those insurers that experienced excess losses. However, the losses thus far have exceeded the gains. That's a problem, isn't it? And the program ran an $11.5 billion shortfall through 2016 when the law required the program to sunset, to end. By all accounts, this was another failed government program. How many have we heard about failed government programs? In fact, they're still pushing them. The war on drugs failed. The war on poverty failed. Well, they failed if you believe the title of the war. But I think they've succeeded somewhere, some way, to making DC occupiers richer. To make matters worse, he goes on here in this article, the proposal both asks for an appropriation and proposes to put the program in the mandatory baseline, indicating that insurers are to be the beneficiaries of federal funding as a form of entitlement. And there's more bad news. The idea is to exempt the $11.5 billion corporate welfare payment from budget sequestration, meaning federal money spending on the program will be allowed to exceed the caps. Congress just agreed to that last week. We didn't hear any of that, did we? Nope. We just saw all their little smiles that their work was done, and we heard about how they worked till 1 o'clock in the morning to get this budget passed, and they're so happy, and they were shaking hands and hugging and throwing daisies in the air. Okay, I exaggerated a little bit on the last part. Taxpayers should realize that Congress itself explicitly prohibited spending for risk corridor payments. Incredibly, the Office of Management and Budget announcement that it wants to spend the money anyway. More remarkable, even the Obama administration declined to do that. The Obama administration was sued by insurers that wanted the money, and the Obama administration contested these cases in federal court. The cases were consolidated into a single class action suit that the Trump administration incredibly now appears to be willing to settle. By taking this action, the Office of Management and Budget is undercutting the argument made by the Justice Department under both former President Barack Obama and Trump that this program is no longer an obligation of the federal government. As the late President Ronald Reagan once remarked, the nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see on this earth is a government program. They just don't die or go away. Have you noticed that? Rather than go down this road of bailouts and corporate welfare, conservative policy leaders continue to call on Congress and the Trump administration to focus their efforts on a real plan to reduce health premiums, improve health choices, and protect American taxpayers from corporate bailouts. What's that number? 202-224-3121. Instead of bailing out a fundamentally broken program, members of Congress and the administration should take heed of their recommendations, keep their promises to the voters, and pursue workable solutions that actually solve the very real problems created by Obamacare. And he ends his article. They need to get to work. That's scary. Every time they get to work, it costs us more money. The real problem is they don't want to fix it. Go back to Charlie Reese's article. If they wanted to fix it, they'd fix it. But they don't want to fix it. They don't want real tax reform. I know, Beth, they gave us some tax reform. They gave us a pittance. They threw us a few crumbs. No, I'm not Pelosi. I don't believe $1,000 is crumbs. I think that's a big deal for a family. I've been there, done that. I'm there right now even at times. But they don't really want to fix it. Pelosi says crumbs, but she wants to take more. They told you they would repeal Obamacare, but they didn't truly do it. They could have defunded it years ago without President Donald Trump, but they didn't do it. They need to study why health care costs so much, not force insurance on people and think that fixes it. The only thing that fixes is the health insurance company. They've got it made. You have to have them. You don't have a choice. Now, they did take that part out, if I understood correctly, of Obamacare. out of the healthcare system. They did remove that immediately. So nobody was going to be punished if they didn't have insurance. But of course, then it doesn't work because it was relying on that tax, that health insurance tax, that fine to make it work, which it wasn't going to work anyway. They want it to be them as the provider. All you have to do is sit and listen to these people, whether it's your elected officials in D.C. or the bureaucrats or The View or mainstream media, and sometimes even the others that say they're not mainstream. Listen to them. Not one of them has told you this. This is coming from the Heritage Foundation. Now, they invest heavily in another talk show. I won't tell you who it is, but he gets paid very well. And I don't know if he's talked about this or not. But I suspected it last week whenever I read the part in there about it subsidizing or helping rescuing some health facilities across the nation. We want our children cared for. Nobody doesn't want their children cared for. Well, it is about love, right? It's about love of money in D.C. That's what it's really about. One more time. Here we are. Bailing out. Again, a failed government program. The only true thing that lasts forever are government programs. And they cost the American people dearly. Not just money, which is dearly enough, but liberty and choices and independence. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is Happy Valentine's Day. Doesn't seem very happy. We seem a little sullen, but I don't mean to be. We just have to put it out there. The ones who love you aren't the ones in D.C. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. StraightTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go to the phone lines with Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. The air is this is delightful as ever.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And I'm enjoying your show. I want to say something about Trump. They say he's a misogynist. But before I say that, I want to give a shout-out, Valentine, to all the beautiful women that are younger than me.
What about the beautiful women that are older than you? Come on.
Well, I don't think there's very many. I'm 78 now, pushing 80. Anyway, at some point where in a man's life, all of a sudden you look around, man, all the women are beautiful. it's a nice thing to look forward to if you're a young person.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to Trump.
Okay.
Is there scientific, scientific evidence that a man's personality in regards to women is related to his hand?
If you you've told me this before. Okay.
But your listeners may not have heard it. Trump's ring finger is longer than his index finger. That means he has an affinity for women. I mean, come on, somebody defeat that one. Everybody's calling him a misogynist. I'm sorry, he fits the profile of a man who adores women, and I know I do, and I hold up my hand, my ring finger's longer than my index.
Okay.
And I know people that don't like women, and that ain't true.
Oh, is that right? Now, I didn't know the opposite. Okay. I didn't know the opposite.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, my brother, he hated his mother.
No, that's not good.
Whatever. It didn't work out very well for him. Put it that
way.
Yeah,
it usually doesn't.
His six daughters divorced themselves from him after his mother, his wife left him. You know, it's like you make your own bed and you sleep in it.
Yeah, sometimes it ain't too comfy, right. Is it? All right, thank you, Roger. Appreciate the call. I thought I would end today's show reading the love chapter, and I've got another little poem here that I thought was kind of cute. And I'll leave it up to you to recite it or to read it. It's roses are red, violets are blue, someone loves you. And here is your clue, and that is read John 3:16. My mother, now this is kind of a funny story. My mother, whenever my kiddos were, whenever we were young, not my kiddos, whenever we were young, I had two brothers. They were only 14 months apart, and I guess they fought all the time. Now, my boys fought all the time, and I think it's just something brothers do. I've heard, though, that sisters fight, too. My sister was 9 years older than I am, and I won't say we always agreed, but we didn't really get in the fights like the brothers did. She used to tell me that she made them go read the love chapter every time they got in a fight. She said they should have read it enough to memorize it. And I thought, do you really think that's what they were doing when you sent them to their room, that they were really reading it? But here is the love chapter. And she wanted them to emphasize. She wanted to emphasize how important it was to love one another. And in Mama's gracious way, she'd tell us to read the love chapter. By the way, I never got scolded like that. I didn't get in the fights. The boys did, if they're listening. Love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in tongues of men or of the angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is it in part disappears? When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. I've been around people, I have been those people before, where I have prayed for one gift over the other. But perhaps we should all be praying for love. The gift of loving one another. To love Joy Behar, Joy Bizarre. And to pray that she will one day stop mocking God before it's too late for Joy. The greatest of these is love. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And that is what I try to do here. While we have bad news to share from day to day, there's always hope. There's always truth. We should always persevere for that. The greatest of these is love. To love one another. To recognize evil. To recognize the true love. In John 3:16, for without him there is no love. And to recognize the foolishness of the unbeliever. the foolishness of the tongues that speak against God and mock God. We can't change them. All we can do is love. Show love. To be that peculiar people that continue to love one another. And isn't that what will really finally, at the end of the day, bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.